Today's a very special day across our state, this country. It is National Retro Day. It's a day as older folks, we reflect back to the good old days. I wish there was a way to know you were in the good old days before we actually left them.
Yeah.
There are those who say the good old days are neither better nor worse than the ones we're living through right now. And the ones who say that are stupid, stupid people.
There you go.
Such an intelligent argument.
So take that.
Exactly.
All I want, and I speak for so many of our listeners, is just one more day full of the following. When Mercure comb was applied to kids' cuts and they played so long outside, they left a white scum ring around the tub. Just one more day. When food items were judged by their taste and not by the number of calories and which ingredients were in that item.
Yep.
When coaches cut kids and didn't mislead them to think they had any athletic ability at all.
Some still do that.
That's why we're reflecting, Scott, to the good old days.
Uh-huh.
I'm well aware of that, but thank you.
Yeah, a little bit.
When smelling gasoline in the purple ink at school before copy machines were invented was such a treat.
I love the smell of gas.
The smell of Noxzema on your grandma and Aqua Velva on your papa before you left to go eat a bonanza with the family.
Biggest bestseller buffet.
When you didn't have any Rite Aids or Walgreens or CVS's, at least in my part of the woods.
Really?
If I was a good kid and I got a C-, parents took me to Cats and Best of K&B to get some juju beads.
A C-.
Like Bolton's on Perkins, huh?
I think it's always important if you're going to interject, make it worth it.
That was worth it. That's exactly what you're talking about, you idiot.
When dads cut the grass wearing Bermuda shorts and old dress shoes and holding a canned beer in their hand. The good old days. Nowadays, if you do it, people call you an alcoholic and want you to go to meetings. When we had window units and floor furnaces for grandma's slippers to just melt away. When grandpa's gave you a sip of that Pabst Blue Ribbon. Until you don't tell your daddy, don't tell your grandma. Those were the good old days.
Kindergarten for you?
The good old days.
Yeah.
When you had a little get-together as a 13-year-old at the house. And he wanted to play this little game called Spitting the Bottle.
Yes.
I would always go up to my mom. Mom, look. Walk in if you plan on walking in and catching this and making a stop, but do me a favor. Walk in if you see the 6.5-ounce Coke bottle pointing at me and the ugly girl.
Oh, jeez.
Did she save you?
Walk in.
Yeah.
Say, you kids need to stop it now. However, if it's a 13-year-old brunette who's becoming a woman quicker than the other girls, let it roll. It's hard to believe in 40 years, 2060, people will be saying, I miss the good old days. All I want, and I know I speak for so many of you, is just one more day.
Condon Uncensored.